You're finally awake. No. Shh, shh, shh. Don't struggle. Don't struggle. I don't want you to hurt your hands on the ropes. That's it. Relax. Good. Where are we? We're in my room, silly. Where else would we be? What's wrong? Do you still feel a little woozy from the medicine? The medicine I put in your coffee this afternoon. Surely you noticed. Or do you usually fall asleep after a triple shot of espresso? Oh, you're worried about her, I see. No, no, she's not dead. Not yet, anyways. It seems she fell asleep at the wheel shortly after your little coffee date. She's been in critical condition for a few days now. It's a real shame. I was thinking of stopping by to visit her, bring her some flowers, make sure she's resting comfortably. Why? Why? What do you mean, why? Fine. If I need to spell it out, so be it. How long have we known each other? 15, 20 years? Since we were toddlers. We went to the same schools. We hung out with the same friends. We were in that ridiculous band in high school. What we call it? Bad. Bad. Actually bad. We were a cover band of cover band. No. We went to concerts together. I taught you to play Dungeons and Dragons. You were my first kiss. Before you left for college, we talked to each other every day. We were soulmates. We are soulmates. Separated by a couple hundred miles. And when you finally come back, you introduce me to some tramp and tell me you're dating. Not to mention this whore for months. And then suddenly on your first day back, the first time we'd seen each other in years, you bring her. I wanted to rip her head off right there at that stupid restaurant. But I didn't. I pretended to be happy for you too. I listened to her talk about her stupid hobbies and her makeup tutorials on YouTube and all her insane bullshit. I even went on that ridiculous girls' weekend with her and her friends. She was the most annoying woman I have ever met. But I figured maybe if you saw me again, if you could see me next to her, you remember how good I am for you. And I thought it was working. We started hanging out again, just us. You showed me all that new music you discovered. I Kick Your Ass and Smash Bros. For a week straight. But then you told me something that forced my hand.
I think she might be the one. I love her so much. I want her to take my virginity.
I thought it was too late. I thought surely that dumb slut had spread her legs for you already and tarnished your pure innocence. But you stayed true to me. You kept her from spoiling you. I knew I had to work fast to keep her from getting her hooks in you. So, I researched a few things and found that perfect ingredients to give you a little of Miss Perfect a nice long nap. I drove you to my house and left her to her own devices. You were asleep before we got 10 minutes down the road. So, here we are, ready to pick right up where we left off before you left me in this town. And I'm going to take what belongs to me. You still don't get it? your virginity is mine. Oh, shh, don't squirm around. Stop.
Stop? I said stop.
Well, if you won't be a good boy, I'll have to give you some of my new medicine. Oh, it's just a little something to make you more docile, more suggestible. I don't want to use it because some of the ingredients can give some powerful side effects. But since you leave me no choice. Oh, just a couple things. Loss of appetite. Loss of motor control. A dueling of the senses. Nothing permanent. Okay, open up. And only take a couple of drops. If you don't open up, I'm going to go to that bitch's hospital room tomorrow. And I'll make sure she'll never feel anything below the neck again. Let's see. Let's see her fuck someone else's soulmate while she's paralyzed in a hospital bed. That's what I thought. I can tell it's having an effect already. The glassy look in your eyes. That small smile. You're perfect. Let's get you out of these clothes. And I'll slip out of this. Oh, it feels so good to finally straddle you. Feeling your warm body beneath mine. Lean your head up. Kiss me. Isn't it nice not have to think about anything? Just let me into your head and I'll guide you from now on. Open your mouth. That's it. Oh, you're being so obedient. Now just lightly suck on my nipples. Oh, yes. Just like that. Oh, use your tongue. Yes. Oh, that feels... Oh, that felt wonderful, sweetheart. I wonder what else your tongue can do. I just got going to sit right here and lower myself onto your face. And, oh God, yes, just like that. Oh, lick my clit. Oh, faster. Oh, keep licking. Oh, keep licking. Oh, Oh, right there. Yeah, in a circle. I'll keep licking my clit, sweetheart. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, you've always been so good at taking instructions. Remember how I taught you to drive stick in my brother's truck? Or how much I had to help you in physics class all the time? Oh, I had practically guided your hips. Oh, look at us now. Can't you see we're always meant to end up like this? It was determined by fate the day our family moved in across the street from mine. We belong together. It's perfect. Just us. Just you and me here. Together. I'm almost. I'm gonna. That was incredible, darling. Looks like you're still not ready to give in to me. Maybe it's the effect of the medicine. What is it? I think I can fix it. I'd be lying if I said I haven't wanted to do this for a while now. Oh, baby. You taste so good. Why didn't we do this sooner? I heard that little moan of yours. I knew we were in there somewhere behind that vacant smile. We always wanted this, didn't you? Maybe somewhere deep inside to have your best friend. Right here, between your legs. You were too nervous to ask me. Too shy to tell your sweetheart best friend if you wanted her lips around your dick. It's okay, baby. I know you want it. I can tell by that quiver in your leg that you've been wanting this for a long time. As I have. Maybe more? If I only had been honest with yourself, we could have avoided this whole mess. Oh well. All that matters is we're here now. Oh. Oh. I'll prove it to you that I'm better for you than that skink. After all, we're soulmates. We were destined to be together. Not her. Not that. If you've been a bitch, she wouldn't be there for you. Not in that long run. She couldn't protect you like you need protecting. She wouldn't give you the attention you deserve. She wouldn't do this for you. You know you love this. You love me. We're finally going to be together. We're going to get a house and grow old. Where we can have kids or not. You can decide. Part of me wants them, but a part of me. At least we'll have some lost time to make up for. We could spend all our day in our room to be here like this. Okay. It's time. Please. Please look at me. I love you. Oh, fuck. Oh, Christ. Oh, it's better than I imagined. Do you feel that, baby? Does it feel like you're finally where you belong? No more noise. No more confusion. Just you and me. Just us. Just us. Oh, it sounds so good, doesn't it? It's amazing, isn't it? Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes while I ride your dick. While I take your virginity. Look at me while you give me in the fate. It's so perfect. Just perfect. Yes. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make you feel good every day. I'm going to protect you from all the whores and sluts and anyone who doesn't deserve you. Oh, yes. Oh, and all I ask is that you give me what I want, what I need. Give yourself to me. That's it, baby. Oh, I can see it in your eyes. You're finally letting me in. Oh, what do you like more? Faster? I'll fuck you so hard. My neighbors hear it. Or maybe you want it slow. Slow. dick twitch inside me. That's it, baby. Let your body tell me what it's, what it wants. I'll be whatever you need. The passionate fuck that drains you completely, or the lover reading your every whimper. Just give in. Let me be yours. I'm already mine. Aren't you glad that bitch didn't get your to be your first? Isn't it everything you ever wanted? When the university calls, you can't endure it. I won't let you make that mistake. We're going to be so happy. It all starts right here with you inside me. I told you to look at me. I want you to see every expression I make as I take your virginity. That's right, baby. Moan for me. Moan. Even sedated, you can feel it, can't you? You can say my name, baby. Please, just call it out to me while I radio. Oh, that's okay, baby. I know this is probably more intense than you expected. It's okay giving yourself to your soulmate. Your soulmate should be... Yes, oh, you're almost there, aren't you? That's it, sweetie. Come for me. Come for me. We can finally become who we're always meant to be. Oh, that's it. Yes. Please come for me. Come for me. That's it. I can feel you leaking out of me, baby. Come here. Put your head on my chest and let me hold you. You're mine now. And I'm always going to take care of you. Shh, don't say anything, sweetheart. Just close your eyes and rest. Let's just lay here and enjoy the moment. Whatever it is, we'll talk about it later.